The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than we all ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Giving thanks to the Lord on the harp, with a 10-string lyre, chant his praises. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. For the upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of his kindness to the Lord, the earth is full. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. But see, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already burning. This is the baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. John Paul II. And of course, I remember when he was made Pope. I was in the high school seminary. I was ordained while he was Pope. I was there for his canonization 6 years ago. And St. John Paul II, you know, he began with, do not be afraid. And again, that's what he has to tell us today. Do not be afraid. Same thing Jesus said, be not afraid. You know, when we listen to the second reading today, it says Christ lives inside of you, right? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So he's not just up there, he's here. And then it says, and that you may be rooted and grounded in love. Huh? Yesterday, I read it, hit the papers and everything about our Pope today. Pope Francis talked about, you know, civil unions have to be okayed and everything else. And of course, the ultra conservatives say, see, he is the Antichrist. And the liberals said, see, he's saying homosexuality is okay. And both are wrong, of course. He's saying people must be treated with love and with dignity. Period. Nothing has changed. All people need to be treated with love and dignity. But he doesn't say what they do is not sinful. He didn't say anything like that. And it was his opinion. It wasn't the official teaching of the church. He just said civil unions should be okay. People need to be treated with dignity and love. Period. That's what God calls us all to do. We need to treat other people, whether we agree with them, whether we don't agree with them, whether they're our political party, whether they're not, whether they're a conservative, whether they're a liberal. Everyone needs to be treated with love and with dignity. So let us follow what Jesus taught us. Let us follow what St. Paul taught us. Let us follow what St. John Paul II taught us. Let's follow what Pope Francis teaches us. Everyone is worthy of love and dignity because Christ lives inside of us, and we need to be grounded in love. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God.